in, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just praise you tonight. Dear Lord, we thank you, dear Lord, for allowing us to gather in your house. And dear Lord, may we be only in your name. Dear Lord, we just come to you open-hearted, dear Lord. Lord, we're ready to receive and feel your Holy Spirit tonight, dear Lord. We ask for you just to touch and be with each and every person and every family represented here tonight, dear Lord. We ask you accept every song sung, dear Lord, as we praise and worship you. Every instrument played, dear Lord, to be lifted up to honor you. And every hand that's raised, dear Lord, may we just worship and praise you in all that we do. Dear Lord, we ask for forgiveness of our sins, dear Lord. We ask for forgiveness of our shortcomings. But Lord, we're nothing without you, Jesus. Lord, that precious blood that you shed for each and every one of us, dear Lord. And for this, the mighty power, dear Lord, that you're showing out right now, dear Lord. We ask for your healings, dear Lord. You know our hearts. You hear the special prayer requests, dear Lord, those spoken and unspoken. And dear Lord, we need you now, dear Lord, to touch us. Dear Lord, heal us, dear Lord. Pull us together, dear Lord. May we show love and compassion that you have for us, dear Lord. May we just help spread your word. Lord, let it go forth, dear Lord, as we worship and praise you. And as we go through our daily deeds, dear Lord, whether it be work, the grocery stores, wherever we are, dear Lord, may we let your light shine. Lord, I ask for your strength now, dear Lord, and for your word, dear Lord. I just want to praise you tonight. Lord, we want to thank you for the freedom, dear Lord, that we have to gather in your house tonight, dear Lord. And, dear Lord, for letting us get back to our normalcy, for keeping us safe. And, dear Lord, we have members and we have friends that are sick and shut in right now. And, dear Lord, we're lifting them up to you. You know who they are. Lord, we need your healing. We need your touch. They need you, dear Lord, and we need you to touch them, dear Lord. By faith, Lord, we're calling it done, dear Lord. You are the great healer, the great I am. And, dear Lord, we worship you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, and we all say, amen, amen, amen. Just praise the Lord. Praise God. Just glad to see each and every one of you tonight. Just want to praise the Lord. While you're standing, you're not through singing this evening. Turn to page 393. When we all get to heaven. They were playing this a minute ago. Just love to hear. We're so blessed with the musicians God sent us, the singers, all the talent that's here. Back in the box, we just always want to lift up all the work that's going forth. And I know it's still being fine-tuned. There's still a lot going on with our system. But may it, with God getting the glory for every one of it. When we all get to heaven.
Mansion from
see me looking up at the screen a lot. You may be seated if you can, but those words there, when we all get to heaven, can you imagine? Whew. Well, there's not going to be any more tears, no pain, no sorrow. That's right. There won't be a mourner's corner. It'll all be just glorifying God and just forever and ever and ever. Praise God. We're going to get ready and take up our evening offering. Got a couple of quick announcements as we mentioned the food closet. And again, isn't it wonderful to have our choir back up here and them being able to practice tonight? And I know they put in a lot of work. We're going to get to them real quick. But also want to mention the Ida Bell Ministry will have their meeting Tuesday night at 7 p.m. So all you ladies have any information or need any information or not, we'll get it for you. Just praise God. Any other announcements? I don't have anything pending right now. All right. Praise the Lord. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord just to bless our offering, please?
Lord, we thank you all for your name. Bless the Lord. We thank you all for another wonderful day that you've given us, Lord. I shall bless each and every one that's come out this way tonight, Lord. Give you praise and honor, Lord. You deserve, Lord. Bless this
yes,
offering,
Lord.
And we'll follow our work, Lord. Bless all those that are not able to be here, Lord. We know, Lord, you're in charge of all things. And give you praise and honor, Lord, for all the goodness in our life, Lord. Bless those that have given, especially those that don't. We ask you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Much we love each and every one of you. How glad we are that you're here with us tonight. We're fixing to turn over to the choir while Miss Penny gets ready. I know she'll tell you the same thing, but let's just worship and praise the Lord tonight and just let this be an evening of worship and praise. Praise God.
Through the fire. Through the fire. Certain circumstances and things I could not understand, and many times in trials weakness blurs my vision. That's when my frustration gets so out of hand. And then I am reminded that I've never been forsaken, and I've never had to stand one test alone. When I look at all my victories, then the Spirit rises up in me, and it's through the fire my weakness is made strong.
He never promised that the cross would not get heavy, and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered our victories without counting, but he said help would always come in time. remember when you're standing in the valley of decision and the adversary says, give in. Just hold on. My Lord will show up and he will take you through the fire again. Perish. But if I trust the hand of God, he'll shield the flames again, again. He never promised that the cross would not get heavy, and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered would always come in time. So just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision and the adversary says, give in. Just hold on. My Lord will show up and he will take you through the fire again. Just hold on, my Lord will show up, and he will take you through the fire again.
Thank you, Jesus. Can I get a witness?
Have you ever stared down a mountain too tall to climb? No way to get over, no matter how hard you try. But somehow the Lord, he got you to the other side. Can I get a witness? Have you stood on the bank of a Red Sea wrestling doubts? Cause it's too far to swim, it's too wide to get around. But the good Lord brought you through walking on dry ground. Can I get a witness? Can I get a hand raised high? Can I get a witness? Anybody want to testify? If you cried out for a miracle and you've seen him do the impossible, can I get a witness? Are you standing in a fire and the flames won't let you go? But you're still holding on to a single thread of hope. That the Lord can deliver and you won't even smell like smoke. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a hand raised high? Can I get a witness? Anybody want to testify? If you cry out for a miracle and you've seen him do the impossible, can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a hand raised high? Can I get a witness?
wanna testify. If you cried out for that miracle and you've seen him do the impossible, can I get a witness? You can't stay silent. If you can't keep quiet, then here's your chance. Here's your chance. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a hand raised high? Can I get a witness?
The Staten girls, y'all come on up. All y'all, come on up. Who's singing?
Yeah.
Brother, Sister Morrow, y'all got a song for you? Y'all come on up and we'll get set up.
Be hard to follow that one. I was just sitting back there thinking about Keith and Jennifer's daughter. The grandbaby looks just like the Savannah when we first met her. You look just like your mom, and you sing almost as good as your grandma. So. But we have been blessed. I love that song. God is so good. He's blessed us so much. We can never thank Him enough. But all because of what He did on Calvary, that's why we're so thankful. We're thankful for what He did on that cross. Listen to these words. Some lawyers can win, a doctor can heal, your banker may live. But if yours is the case of a sin stricken soul, for the problems you face, my friend, there's only one place to go. This climb up that mountain was just being founded. It says, song after Miss Jennifer and then
thank you.
patient, cause soon he'll bring peace. Just one word from his voice and in all my sea. Because you prayed all night, but you held on to your side. Child of Christ, have awoken the Master.
Been carried far away. His precious blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, and live. Like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl, but remember there'll be times when we will fall. So fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus, and live. Sometimes the way is lonely, steep and filled with pain. So when your cloud is dark and pours the rain, then cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, and live. And music fills the night, when you can't contain your joy inside, then dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus, and live. With your final heartbeat, we kiss this world goodbye. We'll go in peace and laugh on glory's side. We'll fly to Jesus, we'll fly to Jesus, we'll fly to
for everybody to join us in this course. It's been requested we do. Went to the enemy's camp. In E flat. That's what we need to do. We need to go take back what's been stolen from us. So y'all worship.
I went to the enemy camp and I took back what he stole from me. Thank you.
went right into the enemy's camp, and I took back what he stole from me. How many can say that with boldness tonight? Come on, give the Lord praise. Sing it one more time. I went to the enemy's camp. Yes. Great glory.
Took back what he stole from me.
How many knows there's victory in Jesus? Praise God, praise God. Y'all might want to hang around. I don't know. I kind of made some promises to the grandkids that I wouldn't be too lengthy. Man. Hallelujah. Sister Penny, come here. Jump, girl, jump. I just want to take this opportunity, if I may, to say that 45 years ago, tomorrow, she became my wonderful wife. And I love her with all of my heart, and I appreciate her so very much. And I hope she feels the same way about me, and I hope this gets me out of the doghouse. Love you.
You got anything to say?
No.
Okay.
Amen. Praise God. Well, Brother Les, everything's going to be all right. 8:30 in the morning, you go to find out if you're going to have a new valve or exactly what procedure they're going to do. I believe, as you said up here, whatever it is, it's going to be all right. Amen. Because you've already brought it to the Lord. Amen. Amen. It's in God's hands now. Praise God. Well, glory to God. This is completely unrehearsed. 382 at the bottom. Do you know that, Sister Jennifer? I would not be denied.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know that one?
Yeah.
I don't know if you know it the way I sing it or not. Not sure. D or E flat? One D? What is it? What's it written in? Three.
I don't know. Two sharps. It's written in D.
Y'all sing along with me. What I was thinking about, there's a second verse about Jacob when he wrestled with the angel. You know, I think sometimes we don't stay in our prayer closet long enough. Man, we're too contented just to kind of get up and walk away, but not Jacob. Jacob wrestled with the angel all night long till he got his blessing. I wonder how many of us would be willing to wrestle all night long until the Lord blessed us. Amen. That is perseverance. I would not be denied. We're glory.
When pains of death seized on my soul, unto the Lord I cried, till Jesus came and he made me whole. I
what it is. You and God know. But if you would just be faithful enough to say, Lord, I'm not going to be denied. I know the work's been done. And I know my Lord and Savior is here to answer that prayer. Would you sing that chorus with me one more time? Hallelujah.
Is done and Christ my Lord is here.
Sing.
If it's because we got Sunday night service again or just thinking how good God's been to me, but I just feel like shouting and praising the Lord. Glory to God. He's been so good to me. Amen. I could never ever thank Him enough. He is a wonderful and precious and holy God, and I thank God for all of His blessings. Thankful for seeing each and every one of you here tonight. I know we've had a little more singing than normal, but you know, for so long we've been live streaming and hadn't had all of our singers together, and sometimes don't even have all of our musicians, so just an opportunity to let them sing and glorify and praise the Lord. Now, if you like singing, you're going to love heaven.
Amen.
Amen. If you like shouting and praising God, you're going to love heaven. You're going to fit right in. But tonight I just want to share some scriptures with us, if I can. Give the music a hand. They deserve it. They're just so precious. Amen. Amen. If they can play for me, they can play for anybody. And I just thank them so very much. If you have your Bibles, go with us to the book of Hosea with a H. Sister Julie goes, okay. Hosea, chapter number 10, verse number 12. And I promise, I don't intend to keep you very long. I know one preacher said, who raise their hand if they'll give me 5 minutes? I got to use that on somebody else. Nobody will raise their hand. Because when he said, who'll give me five, about 25 people said, I give you five. He said, there are 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 minutes. Yeah. But I'm not going to do that for you. Hosea chapter number 10, verse number 12. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till He come and rain righteousness upon you. Can we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, how thankful we are, God, to feel Your holy presence. God, together again in the church, Lord, on a Sunday night to worship and glorify and praise You. Thank You for those who've come tonight, God, for corporate worship. We're so thankful. God, we ask You to continue to bless and anoint those who are in need of prayer. There's many who are still sick, many who are still afflicted. Father, we pray, God, that You would reach out to each and every one. God, for those who are listening in or watching on live stream tonight, God, I pray that they'll feel Your Holy Spirit. God, that You'll just minister to them. Father, we ask You now, Lord, just to lead us and guide us and anoint these lips of clay, God, that I might speak what You would have us to hear, and we'll be careful to give You praise, give You honor, and give You glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated tonight. Sister Sharon Wilson has a wonderful testimony. She's, you know, pastors get to hear it sometimes before the church does. And I got to hear a good testimony this weekend. This week she called me, so I'm going to give her an opportunity to testify. But before I do, Sister Sharon, I know you don't like this, but I'm going to have to bring a microphone to you because the people out there won't hear a thing, and I want them to hear it. So, Brother Jim, would you take her a microphone? Yeah, she'll probably get onto my case afterwards, but I want everybody to hear it. Amen. Praise God. I'll tell you, when God does something, everybody needs to hear it. It builds our faith.
Green time.
All right, Sister Sharon. Hold it close.
I just want to say I love the Lord tonight. And since 2013, I've been going back and forth to a dermatologist. I had to have basal cell carcinoma. I had to go in and clean it and scrape it down to the bone and all. I heard 13 treatments of radiation. I mean, 33 treatments of radiation. Never missed a day out of work. So I was going every 3 months. Now I go every 6 months. Well, the last 6 months I went, he wanted me to go see another neurologist. And I told him, no, I didn't want to go see one. So he looked and took pictures, and he said, well, okay. So 2 months after I left his office called me and set me up with a neurologist. Well, I did not go. I did not feel the need. And it was just something kept pressing in my spirit not to go. So I had to go back to him this past Thursday. And he looked, and they've got more pictures of my head than anything. And he compared, and he said, I am dumbfounded. And he dropped his hands. He said, I am just dumbfounded. He said, the cranial, it's got a pinkish color to it with good blood flow. He said, you know what we're going to do next? He said, we're not going to do nothing. And I said, I serve a good God, and between God and you, y'all taking care of me, and I don't even worry about it. So I just give God praise for it, and I thank you.
Well, glory. Look what the Lord has done. I said, look what the Lord has done. Praise God. I got to hand it to Sister Sharon. There were times during those years that it didn't look all that good, to be honest with you. It looked like it wasn't healing and all. But never once did she give up. She kept claiming her healing, and Jesus has answered that faith. Amen. And we're just so thankful for what the Lord has done for Sister Sharon. And for all of us, He's blessed each and every one of us and made a way. Amen. Even when there seemeth not a way. Tonight, I just want to share some thoughts with us, if I may, concerning sowing and reaping. Sowing and reaping. And you might want to kind of paraphrase that or underscore that. Three things to do in seeking God. During this particular passage of Scripture, things are not good in Israel. Things are not good for the nation of Israel. Once again, we find that they're in a backslidden condition. Once again, we find that they have let outside factors filter in to their worship. They have begun to make these groves. If you read Bible history, it was when they began to adopt some of the idolatry of the surrounding nations after God had told them time and time again, thou shalt serve no other gods but me. You shall not erect any false images. But yet they began to have such a desire to be like the rest of the world, and that's dangerous territory. They began to allow these groves to be built up and these idols to be put in place, and they began to drift away from God. And the prophet here is warning them and prophesying and telling them of the danger of leaving their first love, the danger of serving idolatry. And he's basically telling them that they have sown now, they are reaping what they have sown. And he uses this verse number 12 to tell them how to get back in the good graces of God and what they must do. And he uses the analysis of a farmer and how a farmer prepares his field and how he prepares to sow and then to reap the harvest. You know, Trey has gotten really interested in planting things, and he just gets really excited when they start to grow, and especially when they start to produce fruit, but and vegetables and things. But you know what? It's a good learning thing, because you're not going to have a harvest until you have a planting.
are sowing. You're not going to be able to go and reap the harvest. And you have to put effort and you have to put all of the things in line to be able to do this. And the prophet here begins to tell us, and it's all three stages there. The three things in seeking God are right there in verse number 12. Sow to yourself in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Now, or to teach you. Now, the prophet does list break up your fallow ground last. But we all know that that's the first and foremost thing that we have to do. How many remembers in the Bible where the prophet had to go down to the potter's house? And he had to watch the potter on the potter's wheel and how that he made something, and then he looked at it and it wasn't perfect. It wasn't like he wanted it to be. And he mashed it down and began to make it all over. And God spoke to the prophet and told him, can I not do the same thing to Israel? Now, I don't know if anybody here can identify with that, but I have had to be mashed down before. My will has had to be put on hold, amen, so that God could have his will in my life. So many, many times, he has had to mold me and reshape me, amen, to give me direction to follow him when I would err in my own ways or try to do something without asking the leadership of the Lord. So the first thing that I want us to talk about tonight is break up your fallow ground. What is the fallow ground? The fallow ground is the ground that is not ready for planting. I want you to understand that. It is not ready for planting. You can plant all you want to, but you're not going to get much of an increase. You're not going to have much of a harvest. And think about that in a spiritual connotation. So many times we want to reap the benefits of being a Christian, but we don't want to break up the fallow ground. We don't want to make our lives humble enough and submissive enough to accept the will of God. And how many know sometimes it's hard to break up that fallow ground? It's hard to break up those ideologies that we have and those opinions that we have. And so many times the Lord has to come on the scene and say, you know what, you got to tear up that ground, you got to dig deep, and you got to make it fertile so that when the seed is planted, it'll be productive. So each one of us must break up the fallow ground of our own life. Humbleness gets us so much further with God. If we exalt ourselves, the Bible says he will put us abase. But if we humble ourselves, he will exalt us. And that is part of a process that each one of us must break up the fallow ground. Again, the fallow ground is land that has not been plowed and has not been sown, and it is ground that is not in use. I think we need to think about that for just a minute. It is barren ground that is not in use. Possibilities lie within that ground. Think about the possibilities that lie within your life. Things that you could be doing for God, but you've got to be made fertile. You've got to be made pliable. You've got to be able to receive the seed, which is the Word of God, and make it productive in our life. And if you're doing it with an old hard, crusty ground, I don't know if we got any farmers in the house tonight, but you're not going to get any harvest from that. So there's a need to break up that ground. It's idle ground. It's crusted over and it's hardened. It must be broken again to receive seed. And this is what the prophet was talking about. And then he says to sow to yourselves righteousness. Notice, to yourselves. And then what that means, that we need to stop doing wrong and start doing right. How simple does that sound? But we may need to make that applicable to our life, to do the right thing. Whatever that is, just do the right thing, because that's what God would have us to do, is to live a righteous and holy life. Consecrate yourself to do that which is good. In other words, Lord, help me to make the right decisions. Help me to treat my neighbor right. Help me, God, to be a good servant. Help me, God, to do the right thing in any matter, whether the supervisor's watching or not. God is always watching. Just do the right thing, and you won't go wrong in doing the right thing. Remember, sowing and reaping always stand out against each other as labor and reward. We're living in a day and hour when people want to skip the labor just to get the reward. you know, and as well as I know, that there are people out there that want the easy road. They want the easy way. But again, as I said this morning, we must have to put forth effort. And that effort is to make my spirit and make myself submissive unto God. Whether I need to hit the altar, whether I need to pray at home, Lord, just mold me and make me and shape me in the way that you would have me to go. Because God, I want to do your will. I want your will to supersede my will in every avenue of my life. In order to make this sowing productive, in order to make this word that is coming into my spirit, to make it productive so that we can go out and share the word and preach the word and teach the word to those that need to be hearers of the word of the Lord. And finally, after we have broken up the fallow ground, after we have sown to ourselves in these three steps of stop doing the wrong, doing the right, consecrate ourselves, remember sowing takes energy and effort, we can reap in mercy or gather the harvest. How many loves the harvest of God? How many loves the blessings of God? And you know, the songs it's talking about, let it rain. And when the rain of blessings of God rain down upon us, there's nothing. I don't even have the vocabulary to adequately describe how wonderful it is for the blessings of God to rain down upon us. We can accept the mercy that God extends to us. Sowing as well as reaping requires responsibility. How many's ever heard that word? Responsibility. And we're responsible to God. Amen. And righteousness is here to do, and mercy is here to receive. Do you understand that? Righteousness is here to do. Do the righteous thing, do the right thing, do the correct thing. And mercy is here to receive. How many is thankful for the mercy of God? As Sister Jennifer thinks, mercy stepped in. I don't know about you, but I needed mercy to step in into my life. I needed the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. My life was a mess. My life was a shambles. Had it not been for the grace and the mercy of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, there's no telling where I would be today. But I'm so thankful. But I had to receive His mercy. I had to receive it. Amen. He's willing to give it. He's willing to save us. He's willing to forgive us. But we have the responsibility of coming to Him, opening up our heart's door, asking Him to come in both as Lord and Savior. And finally, both suggest an effort on our part. How many knows that there's things that you and I must do according to the Word of God? There's things in there, the precepts, the statutes. How many knows there's more than 10 commandments in the Bible? There's a lot of things that we are supposed to adhere to. To be submissive and obedient. Now here it says, after we do all of this and prepare the ground and the sowing is done, then he says, till he come and rain righteousness upon you. How many knows you can go through all the effort, but if there's never any rain that comes down? Those seeds sometimes, even if they grow, they die. Sometimes they never even get out of the ground because there's no water, there's no rain. The raining of righteousness is something I want to share with you tonight. This is the teaching of the Lord. Glory to God. I love, amen, when God takes time to teach me. Amen. And we need to be receptive to what He is trying to teach us or what He's trying to show us. There's many, many times that God will speak to you, and this may shock some of us, outside the church. How many is thankful for that? How many is thankful that sometimes you'll be driving down the road and all of a sudden a church marquee will just speak to you? Amen. That's exactly what you needed to hear at that particular time. I mean, you've been driving down the highway and you're just kind of got the radio on but not paying a whole lot of attention. And all of a sudden, they're singing and the words are exactly what you needed to hear. God is aware of every need that we have, every situation, every mood swing that we're going through. And if we'll be attentive to God, God will speak to us and He will teach us. And sometimes it's not bad to just come out and home and open up your Bible. How many knows that God still speaks to us through His Word? So I want us to turn to Psalms 119 tonight. I'm going to try to finish it up with this. No, I'm not going to read the whole chapter. 119, that's the longest chapter in the Bible. I'm not going to read it all. We're going to start in verse number 33, and we're going to go through verse number 40, because the psalmist here is asking and petitioning God to teach him. Now, when we ask God to teach us, be ready and willing, amen, for God to instill what His will is in our life. May not be always what we want to hear. May not be always the things that we're ready to be obedient unto, but when God teaches us and instructs us, it will always be helpful in our spiritual walk with Him. Verse number 33 of the 119th Psalm, teach me, O Lord, the ways of Thy statutes. and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken me, or strengthen me, or thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken, strengthen me in thy righteousness. So as we talked about the sowing and the reaping and the responsibility of doing all those things, how many knows we still need to be taught by the Lord? Whether we have just received His Spirit, whether we've been saved for years, whether we're in the limelight of our life, whatever it is, we are still need to be taught by God each and every day. I find myself so dependent on God, asking Him to continually show me His way. Lead me and guide me, Lord, in the steps that You would have me to go. So here's the things that He talks about. Teach me. What do we want to be taught? The way. You know, when we were going to school, we had certain subjects that you normally ask people, what was your favorite subject in school? And it was whatever that they had something in common or something they enjoyed. But there's always that one subject. Sometimes if it was like me, there was three or four that you didn't like at all. You just despise going to that room and going through that. But it was necessary for us to be taught those things. But I remember the things that we liked or really was interested in, we seemed to score higher grades to do that because it was an interest thing. You know, there's sometimes we're going to have to sit through some teaching from God. We're going to have to learn His way. We're going to have to understand what His will in our life is to be. Because I will assure you, the more that you're familiar with the Word, the easier it is to get through life's troubles. Can I say that again? The more you know about God's Word, about His precepts, about His statutes, about what God's promises are, the easier it will be to get through trials, through storms, through situations that arise in our life. Because we know that we've been taught that. How many remembers, you know, something that you learned in school and all of a sudden you use it and say, oh yeah, man, I got that in school. Amen. We can have that same experience with God because God will quicken us. Amen. His strength and His power will make something aware, a scripture that we just read many, many times. We're going through a situation and we didn't even prepare for it or anything, but somewhere in our mind and in our spirit, God brings to our remembrance a scripture that we can stand on. I know I've shared with you how that the Lord spoke to me on a Tuesday night and a scripture that I read that was so beneficial to me the very next day as the doctors were telling me about a situation, but I had that opportunity, amen, the night before for God to teach me that my faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God, and it was so needful the next day. So teach me the way. Not just teach me what I want to hear, but teach me Your way. Give me understanding. The understanding that I desire is what the mind of God. The Bible says, let this mind be in you which is in Christ Jesus. Man, if we could get a hold of that. Amen. If we could get a hold of that. Glory to God. You talk about a revival. You talk about spreading of the Word. If we as a church, if we as a body, if we as a group of believers would get the mind of Christ within us, amen, to go out. I mean, if you read what Jesus did when He was here on this earth, how many lives He touched, how many people that followed Him, the miracles that He performed, the compassion that He had, and let this mind be in us that was in Christ Jesus. The love, no matter what it was, He continue to love them, even when humanity turned their back on them, and even when all of the priests and all the so-called righteous people were ready to stone the woman, Jesus had compassion on her. Aren't you thankful that Jesus is compassionate? Aren't you thankful that He didn't turn His back on us when we were out in sin? So He needs to give us understanding, and we need to be susceptible to that understanding. Then it says, make me. How many ever remembers that? You ever said on the playground, somebody tell you to do something, you stand up and say, make me. Two bruised eyes later, you did it. You know, you learn never say that to your parents.
Because I guarantee they'd make you do it. But so many times, you know, we say, make me, how to make me go in the path, the righteous path. Make me to follow after your precepts. Make me to follow after your will. And so many times, the reason we have to use that term is because our flesh is not willing. Spirit is, but the flesh is not willing. So after God, make me in tune to your will. Make me in tune to your word. Make me take my Bible and read it when my flesh doesn't feel like it. You really want to get blessed sometimes when you're so tired you can't even hold your eyes open? Open the word of God and begin to seek his will. And God will bless you. Incline mine heart unto what? Unto thy testimonies. Make my heart receptive, God, to your will and to your testimonies and to what you would have me to do. And I'm going to try to quickly hurry up. And turn away my eyes from seeing vanity. Lord, if we ever needed blinders, it's today. As we've already talked, you know, how that Moses turned and looked at the burning bush. He turned and focused on the will of God. How many of us need to do that? Turn off the things of the world and turn our attention and our focus on God. Amen. And turn my eyes away from vanity and turn it to the will of the Lord. Quicken me or strengthen me in thy way. Make me stronger in my relationship with the Lord. Establish thy word unto thy servant. When something is established, what is the saying? When you know and you know that you know, then confidence replaces fear. When you know and you know that you know. What about when you know the word, amen, and you know that you know the word, and you have that confidence in the word, then that confidence replaces the fear that the adversary tries to get us down with. And then what we can do, say, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you, Satan, get behind me. That's what the word can equip us to do. Turn away my reproach and strengthen or quicken me in thy righteousness. Because the path that we need to walk is the path that's already been laid before us. That's what a definition of a path is. It is a way or a track that's been laid down and walking are made by continuing treading. Stay in the way of the Lord. Follow after the precepts. Follow after his commandments. Stay in his will. Ask him to continue to lead us and guide us in every avenue of our life. And if we do this, I will assure you that we will be blessed. I love you with all of my heart tonight. Just wanted to share those steps with you tonight and be thankful for this opportunity. Really, to be quite frank with you, I was thinking about when we came back for our very first service at night, we would just have praise and worship. And I thank God for the songs that we had and for you getting into the songs and worship tonight. And we continue to urge you to come back and be with us on Wednesday night. And again, on next Sunday night, I know a lot of churches that we still pass, a few churches that are not even having corporate worship again. But I want you to know that these doors are open. They're going to remain open as long as we possibly can keep them open. And we encourage you to come and be a part of it. Amen. And worship. Feel the freedom to worship the Lord. Amen. Do you love Jesus tonight? Just give him a hand clap of praise. May God bless you. We love each and every one of you. Thank you for the testimonies of praise tonight. Brother Jim, if you would come and dismiss us with a word of prayer. If you have a need, we will pray with you tonight. If you need something for an anointing, just feel free to come forward and we'll ask the Lord to bless you and ask some of the elders to come around and we'll pray for you tonight.